Hosea, you got my dear Leah?
Hosea Leah, L-I-E-R.
Oh, I have to.
Good honorable Mr. Kiwanis will conduct your hearing, sir.
Just one second. Mr. Johnson?
I don't speak too much English.
You're either gonna have to speak English, or we'll have to see if there's anyone there to speak English, I mean, to serve as a translator. We do not provide translation on our end, sir.
Okay, well, I understand.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, can you state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Hosea Gamaliel, my ADC number is 305-268.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. Proceeding is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 16, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
One second, sir. Yes, Mr. Grady.
I need to amend the warrant.
Yes, sir.
First allegation, the last date need to change from 8/4/2017 to 10/13/2017.
As you're aware, having understanding and what a lawyer will do.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Okay, sir. I see that you signed your form on November 16, 2017. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney, are you representing yourself today, sir? Are you representing yourself, sir?
No, not any attorney.
In this case, the government does not provide an attorney. You would have to, like, pay for one.
Myself is okay.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. They are with me. The Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, our Board Chairman Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'm the panel chairman for this hearing. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Grady, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Sitlier?
Yes.
And Mr. Grady? Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay.
Hi.
Mr. Lier, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from Mr. Grady and we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. According to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of your supervision and have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, in the criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number 12, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Mesa Regional Parole Office at 460 North Mesa Drive, Mesa, Arizona, within one working day after your release on October 13, 2017. Mr. Liad, is this true or is this false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Liad's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Liad, we're going to go into the next phase of your hearing. During this time, we will decide whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please listen as Mr. Grady, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional information. If you'll just stay on the phone, we will talk to you in just a few minutes, okay, sir? Just stay on the phone. Okay, Mr. Grady.
Mr. Liad, was released from DLC on October 12th of 2017. He was arrested on October 15th, 2017 by Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DLC on October 15th of 2017. He has a CSED of February 11th of 2018. That reflects zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2015, burglary, second degree, 2 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions, one term with DOC, CUIR score, 1-1, mental health score is 1, substance abuse score is 1. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. He has no other arrests. His community risk score is a G1 V2.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Mr. Liad, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
It looks like that you were released from prison to live at TLC, 54 West Southern Mesa, Mesa, Arizona. Did you ever go to that location?
If I get out, I need to go to Mesa again, Highway House.
Well, when you were released, did you go to that house in Mesa?
I don't go there because I tried, but I never did it.
Okay. Why did you end up in Wickenburg?
Why I don't go there? Because I can, but somebody want to give me a ride, but I never get it.
There's surely not a lot of information. I will say amongst the board that he has no abscond days. He didn't report to his community corrections officer. He has a very limited history, and I'm going to be candid and say I'm not sure if there was some language issues regarding his community supervision. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you, Mr. Liad. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
A question for Mr. Grady.
Yes.
So, Mr. Grady.
Yes.
Do you know if Pio Godinez speaks Spanish? Does Pio Godinez speak Spanish?
I do not know that.
Okay, we're just wondering if there was communication, good communication.
I would say no.
Okay, so maybe not, okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Back to you, Mr. Leeb. I know that, well, I'm guessing that you're having some trouble understanding all of the English, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Es que hablo un poco español, pero no puedo hablar con fluidez, ¿me explico?
Sí.
Pues, entiendo tu situación.
Sí.
Okay.
So you have to tell us what you asked.
No, I'm sorry, pardon me. I was just saying I don't speak Spanish with fluency, so I understand your situation. Like, he probably understands as much English as I understand Spanish. Okay, Mr. Leer, the board is going to discuss your case with each other amongst the board. Is there anything else you would like to tell the board before we have our discussion and vote on your case?
No, sir.
Could I ask him a question now that I can understand it?
Oh, okay, go ahead, sir.
Okay.
Sir, why did you report to your to the Mesa Regional Parole Office when you were released from prison?
Because I know somebody in the Greyhound. I talked about my ticket. They say, hey, I give you a ride to Mesa. I live in Phoenix. But they never give me a ride. They say, hey, go down tomorrow, go down tomorrow. And I feel like, I never did it, but I tried to go.
Okay, so why did you call the parole office?
When I get in trouble, somebody say, hey, what you gonna do? You want to call your family? I say, no, I just call the police. I never report to my parole officer. I tried to go on Monday, but if you call the police, it's better for me, because I don't know nobody right here in Mesa, Phoenix, I don't know nobody, no one, no family. Nothing, so I don't know where is the office. When they don't give me a ride, I don't know where I go, where I have to go. So that's why I don't report to Mesa. That's why I can report myself, say, hey, here I am, I don't get more troubles.
So are you saying you turned yourself in to the police?
Yep.
Where, in Wickenburg?
I don't know where I am when I call the police, but then another guy called the police. They called the police because I don't know where I am. The guys who give me a ride, they leave me by going some 8 p.m. So I don't know where I am. No money, nothing. They took my ID, my credit card, my paperwork, my family's phone numbers. So they go in the car, they leave me right there, and that way I said, you got the police there for me, because I don't know where I am.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
You're welcome.
Any further questions for the board members? Okay, Mr. Leeb, do you have any family in Arizona?
I have no family. I have no family in Mexico, but I want to do my parole, but I don't know why we're here. That's why they sent me to the Hardwood House. But I don't know nobody. I don't know how to be in the street. I lived in Yuma before, in San Luis, Arizona. But I know a lot of people there who work. I work there. But right here, I don't know nobody. I need to start again.
Mr. Weir,
yes.
When you're done with prison, are you going to go back to Mexico, or will you go to Yuma? Where will you go?
I go to Yuma. I need to work. I need to send money to my family, my kids, and then when I start to work, some vacation to see my kids, and vacation because I need to work. I need to send money to my mom, my dad, and my kids. That way I need to work.
Okay, Mr. Leer. The board is going to go into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but we're just talking to ourselves before we vote. So if you can just stay on the phone, we'll give you our decision in just a few minutes, okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Liette. The board is now in discussion. For the board members, I'm going to be looking for your collective wisdom on this one. I recognize that things went bad for Mr. Liette pretty quick after being released from the correction system in terms of his orientation. I have to wonder if he's not better off just completing the next 2 months in the system so that he can be free and clear to return to Yuma. Certainly, I'm not saying that out of cruelty. I'm not sure if this situation, if community supervision will work out for him under these circumstances. But I'm certainly looking for your input. Yes,
Mr. Lewis, I agree with you. That was basically what I was going to say as well. I don't think it would be fair to put him back out on the streets. I'm taking him at face value. He was out there. He didn't even know where he was. If we put him back out there, he won't know where he is. He's just out there. I think, in my opinion, just one board member, let him stay in and send a note for Mr. Grady would be kind enough to send a note to the CO3 telling them that they really need to work with him so that when he gets out in February, he will know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. If he does, he's putting on a good show if he knows what he's doing.
I'm kind of inclined to believe him, but thank you, sir.
I believe him, too. That's what I'm saying.
Any further input, board members? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make my motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information in warrant number 2017W3507, our discussion with Mr. Liette, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Liette was delinquent. He violated terms and conditions of supervision and had lapses, was about to lapse in a criminal as a company, in as much that he did not report to the parole office. We can't account for his activity when he's out in the street, and that is my motion.
I'll second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Liette, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on February 11, 2018. That's in 2 months. And when you're released, you won't have to report to parole or a supervision officer. You'll be free to return to Yuma and hopefully work. I recognize that may be take a few weeks, but this is probably the safest choice, considering that you have no family or support here in Phoenix or Tucson or Northern Arizona.
Okay. Yeah, things are very true because I don't know nobody, but when they get out, they're going to give me, they're going to send me to Yuma.
Hold on 1 second, sir.
No money, yeah.
When an individual is released on their flat time, what happens? Like,
he has no parole?
Yeah.
It's released.
No.
Yeah. That's the first time he went to prison, they gave him gay money.
Yeah.
If this is the second time, they don't.
Okay, Mr. Liette, you're going to have to talk to your CO3, but if you have family or contacts in Yuma, you're going to have to make plans for your return to Yuma when you get out of prison. So talk to your CO3.
Okay.
All right, thank you. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. Thank you, sir.